From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The impasse between Greece and the Eurozone worsened today after all parties failed to agree on a temporary debt agreement in Brussels. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens. The Greek government insists it won't sign anything that extends austerity measures.
The finance ministers of the 19 nations that use the euro were reportedly close to a deal. But Greek finance minister Yanis Varoufakis said he was only offered an extension of the current bailout loan program.
Our government will accept all the conditions that it can deliver upon and which not reinforce our society's crisis.
Eurozone finance chief Jeroen Dijsselbloem said a new agreement cannot be drafted in a rush.
We simply need more time. And the best way for that is to, at this point, extend the current program.
If there's no compromise, Greece could run out of money as early as next month. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
The trial of a suspected Al-Qaeda operative gets underway this week, with the suspect apparently prepared to act as his own attorney. According to authorities, Abid Nasir will present an opening statement at a trial in New York City federal court tomorrow. Pakistani defendant has already pleaded not guilty to charges he was part of a conspiracy in 2009 to bomb a mall in Manchester, England, and attack subways in New York City. A derailment involving a train hauling crude oil in West Virginia. According to the rail carrier, at least 14 of the train cars burst into flames following the incident, one of the tank cars entering the Quanah River, and one reportedly running into a house. Teresa White is Deputy Emergency Management Director in Fayette County and says residents have been told to evacuate the immediate area of the derailment.
The threat of the exploding rail cars was the largest concern, that thick smoke in the immediate area, and it has burned the power lines through the area.
There are no reports of any immediate injuries. The South and Mid-Atlantic regions have been mostly spared from severe weather this winter, but that could be changing. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports an icy winter storm has crippled parts of the southern plains and Midwest and is heading toward the Mid-Atlantic and New England.
Heavy snow and ice are moving east from Missouri and Arkansas. Freezing rain encased Nashville, canceling flights. The storm dropped nearly a foot of snow on Cincinnati, and it's forecast to blanket Washington, D.C. and Baltimore as well. About 50 million Americans are under wind chill advisories up and down the Atlantic. Meanwhile, Boston's Mayor Marty Walsh is encouraging residents to stay off streets as that city plows out from record snow.
We're asking everyone to please stay close to your home today. Shovel in short stints. Do not go out there for long extended periods of time shoveling.
As if this weekend's snow is not enough, Boston is expecting more snow midweek. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
U.S. financial markets are closed to the President's Day holiday. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The Great Backyard Bird Count ends at midnight tonight. It is a four-day push for citizen scientists to record bird sightings and send information to a database at Cornell University. WSKG's Brett Jaspers reports the cold northeast weather is keeping participant numbers lower than organizers had hoped.
The count went global in 2013 and saw a big increase in participation last year. The most reliable regions for citizen birders, though, are the northeast and midwest United States, where outdoor birding might not have been much fun over the weekend. But more international birders sent data, and the species count has already surpassed last year.
Over the coming years, it's going to be really exciting to see this become a more and more international effort that's really a global snapshot of bird populations rather than just a U.S. and Canada-centric snapshot.
That's Marshall Iliff, who leads the data entry system eBird. He says observers saw more than 40% of the world's bird species since Friday. For NPR News, I'm Brett Jaspers in Binghamton, New York.
At the annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, some of this year's excited participants in the grooming area getting ready for their big moments. Bob Young has brought his bearded collie Zach to the show, where he's hoping to come away with an award.
You can't believe your dog is in this show. This is the greatest show of them all, and you can't believe that they're competing with the best in the world.
This year's show, which features 2,711 dogs, involves 192 breeds and varieties. Competition kicked off with Swagger, the old English sheepdog. Swagger finished second at Westminster in 2013. Best in show will be chosen tomorrow night. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.